So guys, episode 109, I wanted to talk about some of the difficult conversations I've had to have with people as a body corporate manager. Here are my top four. So number one, there was a gentleman who came to an AGM and he had spent many years falling out with the committee, or perhaps the committee fell out with him. And over a number of years, he had put the civil version of a domestic violence order, we call it a peace and good behaviour order, on members of his committee, some of whom lived on site. So there was a lot of ill feeling at this particular scheme. Also, this gentleman liked to send quite a lot of emails, enough emails that one might suspect that perhaps he didn't have a full-time job. And of course, as body corporate managers, we're required to send those emails onto the committee. So 20, 30 emails a day, it can get very difficult for people. Anyway, he came to the AGM and asked the question why other committee members didn't have the interest in the scheme that he had in the scheme and why they didn't come to the meetings with him. And look, that's a fair comment. I said to him, because I've been there before, nobody likes you. You have no friends at this scheme. And literally that was the case. People did not want to be in the same room with him, even for 45 minutes, for an hour, for an AGM. They would fill out their voting papers, they would send those in, and that was their interaction. I've been accused of being a type A personality myself. I get that people get motivated. They've got their particular things and goals that they want to pursue. Sometimes we need to understand, and this is advice to myself also, we need to be a little gentle about how we go about achieving that goal. He perhaps needed to understand that. So that was conversation number one. Conversation number two was to do with, and I've had this a couple of times, to do with drugs, an allegation that somebody is smoking pot, the stench is wafting up, people, it's coming in through balconies, people can smell it. So that for me is always a pick up the phone and ring the owner, ring the real estate agent, ring whoever it is you have a number for, and explain to them the allegation. Do not put that in writing. I'm not on site. I'm not able to verify what is actually going on. You don't want to send an email about that type of thing. So this is why it is very important to make sure that your body corporate manager has your mobile number. Difficult conversation number three. I have had to ring people and explain to them that their tenant, that emergency services had to break into their unit in order to get to their tenant who had decided to take their life. And I never like giving that information over the phone. I dread sharing it, to be honest with you. I worry about the person that I'm giving that information to, because they're just in the middle of their day seeing their mum, or they're at work, who knows what they're doing. And I've had to give them bad news. And I don't care whether they know that tenant, whether they've ever met that tenant. That tenant is a human being. That tenant has obviously been through some really difficult situations in order for them to make that decision. And it's pretty bad. Wow, we got deep quickly. So that's difficult conversation number three. Difficult conversation number four is having to ring people and try to find a nice way to ask them to ensure that they keep their curtains closed for those times of the day that they might be wandering around without any clothes on, because they're visible from other units and perhaps from the common property. For some people, that is a great thing. They don't care if other people look at them. Perhaps they want to charge admission. No judgment here. You know, you do you, I'll do me. That's fine. But I have had to have that conversation. In that instance, it was well received, so I was grateful for that. So yeah, those are difficult conversations I've had to have. A little bit of a mixed bag there. It's amazing what, as a body corporate manager, you come to learn about people that live in the units that you manage, or the townhouses that you manage. Never a dull day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.